Some men run with muscle, others with mind, but the rarest among us, they run with memory, with echoes beneath their feet and ancestors in their lungs. Usain Bolt wasn't just powered by training or talent or strategy. He was moved by something older, something deeper, something spiritual. Welcome to the History of the Caribbean audiobook. If you haven't already, we invite you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss a story. Today, we're honored to bring you The Spirit in His Stride, Bolt's Ancestral Echo. Get ready to immerse yourself in a powerful narrative that goes beyond music into legacy, resistance, and roots. Because here, our mission is simple: to keep our culture alive, one story at a time. Jamaica is not just a country. It's a portal, a land built on blood, rhythm, rebellion, and resistance. It hums with spirit. It pulses with stories. It speaks softly and loudly to those who are still enough to listen. Bolt, he listened. He grew up in Sherwood Content, surrounded by hills and history, not far from Maroon territory, not far from sacred ground where people once fled into the trees to reclaim their freedom. As a boy, he didn't know the full story, but he felt it, that pull, that fire, that something whispering, "You are not alone. You come from warriors." When he ran, it wasn't just speed. It was ritual. The crowd became congregation. The starter pistol, drum. The finish line, altar. His stride? It was spirit manifesting. Bolt always credited his roots. He spoke often of God, of faith, of feeling chosen. Not in the arrogant way, but as someone who knew, "This power isn't mine alone. I'm just its vessel." In interviews, he'd smile and say, "The energy from the people lifts me. I feel it. I run with it." He didn't mean fans. He meant people, alive and gone, his mother's prayers, his father's lessons, his ancestors' resilience. It was all in his stride. No matter how advanced the science got, no matter how many biomechanics experts studied his form, they could never explain why he moved the way he did, why his limbs seemed to stretch time, why his final 40 meters felt like an eruption of the earth itself. They saw physics, but Jamaica saw something else, spirit. And that's what this insight is about. Not the times, not the medals, but the why behind the how, the invisible truth under the stopwatch. Because when Bolt crossed the line, arms open, face to the sky, he was reaching higher than gold. He was channeling something sacred, not just athleticism, but ancestral alignment. There's a reason people cried watching him win, even strangers, even skeptics, because they didn't just see dominance. They saw divinity through movement. They saw something they couldn't name, but couldn't forget. Not every athlete becomes a symbol. Not every race becomes a prayer. But when Usain Bolt ran, he wasn't just running forward. He was running with those behind him. And maybe that's why no one could catch him.